At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back, adventurer. Looks like you found your way through the woods, across the hills, and through the mist once more. The fire's warm, the mead is flowing, and the cards, well, tonight, they're restless to get started. Go ahead and sit, rest your boots. The tale we tell tonight begins not with a map nor plan, but a single step into the unknown. The card that calls us tonight is the Fool. The first time I met the Fool, I was climbing the winding road up Wind Whistle Ridge. The air was thin, the sky was wide, and I could hear a tune being sung very off-key, but still being joyfully sung. There, at the very edge of the world, stood a young figure, arms outstretched like wings, a pack slung carelessly over one shoulder. His boots were worn, his cloak was patched, but his eyes, oh, his eyes held entire constellations. And a small white dog barked once and sat behind him, tail wagging as if to say, yes, this is exactly where we're supposed to be. I called out, planning to jump, are you? He turned to me with a grin, bright as the morning sun. Only if the wind says yes. I chuckled. You don't know what's down there. He shrugged. Exactly. Isn't that exciting? After a moment, he pulled something from his pocket. A single white feather. He held it out in his outstretched hand. And then he let it go. And we both watched as it caught the breeze. It rose a little and then floated down towards the ravine. He nodded at it. And that's the sign I was waiting for. I raised a brow. You're mad. He laughed. Maybe, but madness is just courage dressed in strange clothes. And with that, he stepped forward. Not into the chasm, but down a hidden path that I hadn't seen. My eyes followed him. And I blinked, and he was gone. But I could still hear his laughter carrying on the wind like the last note of a song. That day, the fool taught me something that no scroll or sage ever could. That beginnings don't always wear banners or carry horns. Sometimes they arrive as a whisper on the wind, asking, "Are you ready to trust what comes next?" The Fool Upright is card number 0. Neither the first nor the last, but the space in between, the breath before the word, the idea before the action. He is innocence and potential. He is the question mark in human form. He shows up with a heart that is unburdened by experience. And because of that, he moves freely. He embodies new beginnings, spontaneity, and untamed hope. But there is a catch. He also calls for faith. The fool doesn't give you a guarantee. He gives you a door. And sometimes, the greatest wisdom is in stepping through that door without knowing what's on the other side. He carries a satchel, small, but inside are all the tools of the tarot. A wand, a sword, a cup, and a pentacle, each in seed form, not yet fully realized, but everything he needs. And he already has it. He just doesn't know it yet. And so, he journeys. When the fool appears upright in a reading, it's an invitation to begin. Not later, not when it's convenient, now. It might signal a move, a change of career, a leap of faith in love, but more than that, it's a state of mind. It urges you to shake off cynicism and choose curiosity. It whispers, "But what if it does work out?" Now here's the thing. The fool isn't about being reckless. He's about being open. The edge of the cliff is still very real. The risk is still very present. But fear does not get the final word. In some readings, he might suggest it's time to follow your instincts. Or listen to your inner child, that version of you that wasn't afraid to dream, that wasn't afraid to try, that wasn't afraid to fall. If you're hesitating, if you're unsure, if you're doubting whether you're ready, the fool asks, "What if readiness isn't the point? What if now is the only time you'll ever truly have?" I have followed the fool more times than I can count. Once, I left a comfortable room above a bakery in Red Willow just because the wind smelled like oranges and possibility. I've taken gigs I wasn't prepared for. I've crossed mountains without maps. I've said yes to love that didn't make sense on parchment, but it made perfect sense in the beats within my chest. And every time, it changed me. Was I always safe? No. Was I always right? Absolutely not. But I was always alive. In the marrow. In the breath. In the moment. Sometimes, adventurer, you don't need to see the whole path. Sometimes it's enough to feel the first step under your boot and trust the next one will come when it's needed. Well, I think that's all for tonight. But next time, I think we'll go ahead and return to the edge of the cliff. But this time, the wind may blow a little differently. The fool will return, not with eyes wide open, but perhaps closed too tightly. We'll explore what happens when wonder turns to recklessness. The fool reversed. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits. Hey there, listener. Jared here. Before we close out this episode, I just want to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending some time with me here at the Tarot Tavern. Now, this podcast is a real labor of love. It's just me behind the scenes, doing the writing, the recording, the editing, and everything else that brings this podcast to life. So truly, every listen, every share, every kind word, it really does mean so much to me. Now, if you've been enjoying the podcast and want to help support it, I've set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. No spaces. Think of it like a virtual tip jar with some bonus perks. Your support helps cover production costs and gives me more time to keep creating content for you. You can find the link in the show notes as well. And whether you're able to support financially or not, just knowing that you're out there listening is already a huge gift. Now, I want to give a special shout out to those amazing folks that are helping keeping the lanterns lit here at the Tarot Tavern. Lars, if you have joined the Patreon, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you haven't yet, or you're still thinking about it, just know that I would love to have you as one of the patrons that joins me in the Tarot Tavern, and I'll make sure that your name gets listed on future episodes. That's it for now. I'm grateful that you're on this journey with me. Take care, and I'll see you next time.